This is old Blois, and okay, we're going to finish up this story about the spelling bee today, but I didn't know that a grown man could make a pure fool out of himself, but old Jack Shoemaker made a regular jackass out of himself, and I'm going to tell you what happened. And this, you know, I was telling you about what happened to me last time. Well, I was sitting there watching the spelling bee, and, you know, they'd spell these words, and they spell words that I never have heard tell of, but, you know, gradual, people would miss a word, and they'd have to sit down, and they would be, you know, most people was in a good mood about it. But every time somebody on the other team would miss a word, Jack would say, "Sit down, that's all of you," or something like that. You know, he'd say something smart. And then he got to acting like a buzzer. And every time somebody on the other team would miss a word, he'd go, And then sometimes he'd say, "Wrong, wrong, wrong." I mean, he just made a regular jackass out of himself. And gradual, you know, people started sitting down, and one from one team would go down, and then one from Jack's team, Jack's team would go down. He never did say nothing about them, you know, but when one on the other team would go down, well, he'd say something smart, and he'd say, "Go back and study some more," or, you know, it was dead blame crazy, you know, real disrespectful the way Jack acted, and people got disgusted with him. And so every time somebody on his team would go down, they'd start cheering. I mean, they'd start hollering, you know, because they didn't have nothing against the other people, but they was just plumb disgusted by the way that old Jack Shoemaker was acting. Well, anyway, this went on for about an hour, and so gradual, everybody sat down, and finally they even spelled Preacher Crockett down. You know, he missed some word. I don't know what it was, but he missed the word, and he had to sit down, and Jack, he hollered out, "Well, go on to the house, Preacher." And, of course, Preacher didn't pay him no attention, but everybody was just plumb disgusted with the way Jack Shoemaker was acting. Well, finally it got down that there was four on Jack's team, and there wasn't nobody on the other team except there was four people left on Jack Shoemaker's team, but on Preacher Crockett's team, you know, Brenda Puckett, she was the only one that was left. And so she had to spell for her own team. So there was four of the other team to spell, and they took turns, but every time they'd spell a word, it'd go back to the other team. And since she was the only person left, she had to spell, you know, every time. And so, but she kept on spelling, and then Jack started humming whenever she would spell. You know, he started humming and making noise, and then sometimes he would whistle whenever she was spelling. You wouldn't believe that a grown man could act the way that old Jack Shoemaker was acting. And sometimes he'd say, "Watch it, Brenda. Watch it, Brenda." Well, that went on for a while, and people was really getting upset with Jack. But finally, Brenda Puckett spoke up, and she said, "Mr. Shoemaker," she said, "I just want you to know that all this humming and whistling that you're doing ain't bothering me a bit." And she said, "I didn't care nothing about this spelling bee when it started." She said, "I didn't even want to do it." Said Miss Adams asked me if I would, and she said, "I'm doing it." But she said, "Now I do care about it." And she said, "I'm gonna spell you down." And everybody clapped for her, you know, when she said that. Well, that quietened Jack down, but this went on, and a couple of people got off of Jack's team, and there wasn't but two left. And on the next round, one of them got out. Wasn't nobody but Jack and Brenda Puckett left. And they was facing each other, and Jack started that humming again that he was doing and making noise whenever she was spelling. But it didn't make old Brenda Puckett no difference. She just spelled them words one after another. Well, finally, it was Jack's turn. It was his turn to spell, and they give him the word champagne. And so Jack spelled it, and when he did, Miss Adams, she shook her head and said, "No, that's not right, Jack." And everybody got to clapping and hollering. And then Miss Adams held her hand up, you know, to stop them. And Brenda Puckett spelled the word. And Miss Adams said, "That's right, Brenda." Well, Jack Shoemaker jumped up and he said, "That's what I said. That's exactly the way I spelled it." And he said, "If you'd listen, Miss Adams, you'd know that's what I said." And she said, "No, Jack," she said, "you didn't spell it right." Said, "You put a I in it." He said, "I didn't do no," and he commenced to cussing right there in front of the whole, had kids in there and women in there, and Jack Shoemaker was cussing. And he said, "I didn't put no I in there. I spelled it right." Well, that little old, well, it wasn't no little old boy, but there was a high school kid over there that was running the recorder, because I told you that they was recording it for a podcast. And so he went and rewound it a little bit and played it, and Jack Shoemaker got to hear himself, and he misspelled that word, or at least they said he did. I couldn't spell champagne now, but he misspelled it, and it made him mad, and he jumped up and headed for that. I don't know what he was going to do, but he headed for that boy, and old Carl was sitting there, and he jumped in front of him, and he said, "You better go the other way, Jack." So Jack went on around, and he went out the door, and we was all laughing at him, you know, for acting the way he done, and everybody was clapping, and they kept hollering, "Sit down, Jack, sit down, Jack, sit down, Jack." But by that time, Jack had got out on the porch, and we was sitting there in the schoolhouse, and everybody was congratulating Brenda Puckett for spelling that word right. And just about that time, a rock sailed through the window, and it busted the window, and it didn't hit nobody. It just busted the window out, and people jumped up to see what was going on. Well, there was two boys out there on the porch. Old Luther Magruder and Johnny Falk was out there smoking. And they seen old Jack Shoemaker do it. They seen him throw that rock through the window. And so they run him down, both of them together, run him down and brought him back in. And the sheriff said, "Jack Shoemaker, you under arrest." And he took him to jail. And so that's the way it wound up. Jack Shoemaker spent the night in jail. And I ain't never in my life seen a grown man carry on no such way as that. But they all congratulated Brenda Puckett, but she didn't say much to them. She was just mad at Jack, is the reason that she reason that she done that. She just didn't. She was like the rest of us. She never had seen a grown man act the way Jack Shoemaker acted. Well, his boss was in the crowd. His boss is Tim Malkin. And so he told everybody, he said, "It's just as quick as I can find somebody," he said, "I'm going to fire him." He said, "He ain't got no business down here." And so every time everybody sees Jack Shoemaker, they'll say, "Have you got any champagne, Jack?" Just makes him so mad. And then sometimes they'll say, "Sit down, Jack. Sit down, Jack." And they just make fun of him all the time. And he gets mad, you know, and cusses, but it don't do him no good. And so he is the butt of all the jokes down here, but it's his own fault. Now, I don't never say nothing to him. I go in that drugstore sometime. I take a couple of them subscriptions, and I had to get him to fill them. But he ain't going to be there long, because old Tim Malkin is going to fire him just as soon as he can find another one of them medicine men. So anyway, that's the end of the story. But I just told you that because I ain't never in my life seen nobody make such an ass out of himself as Jack Shoemaker done. And I didn't have no idea that he was that way. But anyway, that's the end of the story, and I'll have something, better or more interesting or maybe a nicer story to tell you on the next podcast. Yeah.